You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and it is November 22nd, 2021. Just a couple more days until Turkey Day in the United States of America. Hopefully you're looking forward to the holiday and getting a few days off of work and eating lots of food. And getting to hang out with the family. I could do that the last part. But they're all right, I guess. It just, they like to play stupid fucking board games from when everybody was kids. And I just don't, I'm like, can I just have a drink? Anyway. I wanted to talk today about FinDom, okay? Because today I experienced something really, really amazing in FinDom. Now, anybody who's been with me on this 6+ year journey with this website knows that I started off being 100% aligned against FinDom, okay? I mean, I came from service, personally. I served in person, my whole life. And when I started the website, I began to hear about FinDom, and I knew nothing about it. I was like, what the hell is that? Financial domination? And then I kind of looked into it, and I was sort of horrified by it because I thought, oh my God. These faggots are being taken advantage of by these guys who think they're pretending to be alphas, And in fact, I decided to investigate FinDom a little bit myself. I actually did try a couple of transactions with some alphas that I happened to find in the scene. And there was one that I did like quite a bit, actually. I still do sort of talk to him even to this day. But overall, though, my experience was kind of confirmed what I had feared about the FinDom scene, and I just started railing on it on the website. FinDom is evil. Faggots are being taken advantage of. It's very addictive. You could go broke, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? I mean, some of that is accurate. I wasn't totally wrong, but needless to say that the backlash against all that, that kind of review of FinDom, it didn't go over very well with cash fags that were following me at the time. This is back when the site was on Tumblr, and I got a lot of heat from people about my stance. And I started hearing stories from these different cash fags about how FinDom is the only way they can serve. I met a cash fag in the Middle East, and that was literally the only way that he could serve, was through FinDom. There were faggots that were crippled, they just weren't able to serve physically, and FinDom was the only way they could be fulfilled for that. And I started to kind of soften my stance quite a bit over the course of time. And I began to see that there were some very good alphas and some earnest responsible cash fags in the scene. It wasn't all worthless. Some of these alphas they develop real relationships with these faggots, in some cases. And I began to see some of the value of it. I still think I will never come off of the idea that nothing replaces actual in-person service. Everything is dialed up in that situation. But FinDom is a legitimate way to experience the truth of hierarchy and the power of hierarchy. And I've come to get that now, you know. And through Twitter particularly, I have been able to, do I want to say the word infiltrate? Because that sounds kind of New World Order-y. But like, I've been able to be involved in the FinDom space. You know, I've been able to promote alphas that I feel are genuine. And I've been able to root on some of my faggot brothers who participate in it, you know. So, you know, it's been nice for me. And I've obviously on the podcast, I have interviewed quite a few, you know, masters, cash masters on the site. So, you know, I mean, I'm involved in it, you know, as a promotional faggot, I guess. But anyway, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in FinDom over the time that I've been around it. You know, I'm on Twitter every day. I'm involved every day, you know, in some way or another. So I've seen a lot, but I never saw anything like what happened today. Let me tell you, okay? First of all, you remember Master Lewis, who I featured on the podcast about, 3 weeks ago or something like that? Well, he just passed 6,000 followers on Twitter, which is amazing because he has not been involved in the scene that long. And, I mean, I think if you watch the video version of the interview, you see kind of why he's got 6,000 followers, because he's a genuinely lovable guy. And he's very open and just upfront, and he's funny, and so I was kind of encouraged by seeing that for him, but that's not what I'm really talking about. First of all, you're going to probably see an interview with I don't know how old Master Ali is. He's young, 19, I think, or something like that. And he is absolutely an alpha male. When you see the interview, you'll know this guy is fucking alpha, okay? And he's only been in the scene for 2 weeks. And he's already amassed thousands, 5,000, something like that, followers, you know. And faggots are tributing to him left and right, you know. But something tragic kind of happened, and this sort of happens with virtually every cash master early on in their FinDom career. PayPal, there was a problem with a PayPal transaction. One of the faggots assigned it the wrong way, and PayPal froze his money. It was $1,000 that PayPal had locked up, and PayPal was threatening him that he was never going to see that money again, okay? And Master Ali was justifiably upset, and he, you know, he was about ready to quit the scene. I actually got in his DMs and begged him to stay. I was like, please don't do what you're talking about doing. Don't disconnect your account. Don't quit. Well, then he got on Twitter Spaces. Now, Twitter Spaces is a new feature on Twitter. It's brilliant beyond belief. And I've been conducting many interviews on Twitter Spaces. What it is kind of like a Zoom meeting on Twitter. It's not video, it's just audio, but anybody on Twitter can just join and listen in, or they can participate in the conversation. It's a very, very powerful feature, extremely powerful. And Twitter really reinvented the wheel with Twitter Spaces. Okay. Anyway, Master Ali opened up a Twitter space, and his faggots started filing in, and he, the title of the Twitter space was, he wanted to get his $1,000 back. He wanted to get tributes from faggots to make up for the $1,000 that he lost, okay? It's a bold experiment for somebody who's only been in the scene 2 weeks, you know? And, I got on there at one point, and he still needed like 980 pounds to go. He's British, so he was far away from his goal. And I stated in the Twitter space to everybody, you know, that it was going to be probably pretty hard to reach that $1,000 mark, doing it like this, you know. Now, of course, I understand reverse psychology. I know that if you put up an impossible task and you challenge a group of people, they're going to want to, you know, beat that. So that's exactly what they did. And in fact, Master Ali ended up the day with 2,000 pounds. His faggots rose up and tributed 2,000 pounds. You know, doubling what he lost, which it shows the power of Findom and what kind of what it shows is that Findom masters and their faggots, some of them develop deep, powerful connections with their faggots. And Master Ali is doing that because Master Ali is a genuine alpha male, probably an apex alpha, but he's definitely an alpha. And he has been making serious connections with faggots, his faggots, and they are his faggots. And they just surrounded him and lifted him up, you know. And this is the kind of thing that Findom can do, you know, when the right alpha meets the right group of faggots and controls them. So it was pretty impressive and inspirational to see it happen. So I congratulate Master Ali. I cannot wait to interview him. So look forward to that, okay? But the main thing, okay, that I want to talk about is something that involved a Twitter space, opened up and controlled by a master named, his Twitter name is KinkyLad17, okay? He is in his mid-20s, I think 26 years old, and he is a young, athletic alpha male who's he has a good job. He, you know, he is professional. He owns two personal live-in faggots that serve him. He's gay. He's a gay alpha. And he has a bunch of other domestic faggots that come in and take care of other things around the house, too. And he also does Findom, and he owns faggots there, too. So he is a very serious alpha male. Like, he is the real deal, okay? And he opened up a Twitter space today. And the Twitter space, its function, stated function in the title of the Twitter space, was he wanted all the faggots to come into his Twitter space, tribute to him £3, which is nothing, okay? It's like $5 American or something like that. It's just a little tiny amount. But he wanted them to tribute that amount to him and then publicly in the Twitter space publicly announce that they are a faggot. I have never heard of anything like that. And over the course of a couple of hours, I was with Master KinkyLad 17. He goes by Master A, his kind of his Twitter name. But I was with him most of the time he was on there. And he got more than 80 faggots to publicly come out in that Twitter space over a couple of hours and publicly admit that they are faggots and then tribute, you know, 3 pounds to him as a way to acknowledge what they are publicly. A lot of these faggots did it for the very first time, okay? And it was hard for them, all right? It was hard. You know, for me, I forget what it's like. Because I was just never, I've never really had any fear like that, you know? To hear some of these faggots, they almost were choking, trying to get it out. You understand? They were, it was hard for them to say it out loud. One of the faggots was with his family, and he left the house and walked down the street so he could say it for the first time. I was really, really amazed by this experience, okay? Master Kinky Lad 17 was joined by a brand new alpha, an amazing new alpha that you are definitely going to hear a lot more about from me. He is a straight alpha. He is young, 19 or something. I don't know, 20. No, I'm sorry. He's a little older than that, 22. He goes by the name Locker Room Boy, okay? And he was a straight alpha who was just curious, and he got into one of my Twitter spaces yesterday, and he basically latched onto his alphahood in a really an amazing 24-hour period of time. And he's extremely powerful. If I can get him into an interview, you're going to find out just how powerful he is. And both of those alphas counseled these faggots one at a time as they came into that Twitter space and described that they are faggots. And it was so moving and profound. I can't even tell you how important that was for me to hear all that. To know that there are faggots out there who are so scared, and it's so bottled up inside of them that they can't even. They can't even say it in an anonymous setting. It's hard for them to even admit it there, you know. That's how much they're bottled up, you know. For some of those faggots, being able to give that three pounds to this alpha and to say those words to the group. I mean, I don't, there were probably 80 or something people in the group at some point. To say that out loud, I'm a faggot. I mean, there just aren't any words for it. Those faggots right there that did that today, I'm so proud of them. I can't even tell you how proud I am of them. because it took everything. There was one, I don't even know his name, but he almost choked on the words. It was so hard for him to say it. I just can't even tell you. It just broke my heart that these faggots are just, they want so desperately to be free. It's why my website exists. I just want these faggots to be free. And Vindam, here's the thing too. Vindam has been such an ugly place, full of people who just take advantage of the weak and the broken. And there's lots and lots of alphas, or so-called alphas, in the scene, who all they care about is the next Versace robe or the next stupid fucking ring, gold ring, and like their penthouses and whatever, you know. And that's all that Vindam means to them, is that. And that it's whatever they can get out of it. They just want to bleed the scene dry and these faggots dry so they can have luxury items. And it's so empty. And what Master Kinky Lad 17 did was he used Vindam as a way of, as a kind of therapy to help faggots accept the truth. And the truth is that they're faggots, you know, they're born faggots. They're not worthless, and they're not pigs, and they're not trash. They are people who want to serve superior men. And Master Kinky Lad 17 gave them dignity. For some of these faggots, it was the first time in their life that they felt that way. And it was a life-changing kind of experience for me as a faggot, and as a faggot who owns and runs a website like this, faggotsworshipalphas.com, where it's like the site is supposed to be a beacon of truth about hierarchy and like the truth about faggots and alphas. And I felt like he was an alpha taking up the reins to some degree on this, you know. I have long fought for faggots to feel good about themselves and to accept themselves, and with one fell swoop, Master Kinky Lad 17, he did it beautifully in the most profound, deep, deep way, and it was spectacular to watch, and he was amazing, and I just fell in love with him right then and there. I was moved beyond words, you know. So I guess what it comes down to is Vindam, there's good in Vindam. And I was wrong to judge Vindam so harshly in the beginning. But today, today was a miraculous day in that scene. The game has been changed completely. The game has been upped by young, empathetic alphas who are wise and kind. And I'm so glad that I was there to see it. So I'm going to continue to push these great alphas who, especially Master Kinky Lad 17, who changed the game forever, hopefully. So anyway, to all my faggot brothers who were in that space today, who admitted that they were faggots, I am very proud of you. And I will never forget what you did. And to the alphas that I talked about today, thank you for your power and your wisdom and your insight. You're making a difference. Anyway, that's all I've got. I'm done. I love you guys very much. And I hope I talk to you soon, all right? If I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day. Okay? I love you. Bye.